is good to know. There's a Yesod of Tosfos. Tosfos says in a few places in Shas that the din of Yehareg Val Yavar, the din of Maichazis, only applies if it's a Kumese. If you have to go and do a Maisa. But if it's a Sheval Tasa, the case is if they push the guy onto a Tinuk, onto a little child, they say, allow us to let you stay on the child and thereby suffocate him, or else you're going to be killed. So then in that case, since it's through inactivity, so then he has to let himself kill the child, because also Maichazis works in the other way also. Okay. So we have a little bit of a precedent for such a shiloh. In Shmuel Beis, there was an individual whose name was Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri, right after David HaMelech won over Avshalom, and now he's becoming back to king, and everybody was competing to show who was better, more friendly to David HaMelech. This one guy, Sheva ben Bichri, started a revolt against David HaMelech. So obviously David HaMelech sends out a platoon headed by Yoav to go and track down this guy, Sheva ben Bichri, and kill him. So Sheva ben Bichri goes and hides in a city with the wonderful, exciting name of Avel, right? Avel, the mamash geshmaka city to live in. And he comes to the city of Avel, and they surround the city, and they say, give us Sheva ben Bichri, give us this person. So the pasuk says that this Isha Chachama came, Vatavaya Isha al Kala Am Bechachmasa, Vayichrasu as Roish Sheva ben Bichri. So she went ahead and she mamash chopped off his head. Okay, they say that it was Serach Bas Asher. And then they gave it to Yoav, and then they were all saved. So they were saving themselves. They were all going to be killed. That was the ultimatum. They were all going to be killed unless they gave over this one person. So the Tosefta says this case. It's on the next page, on page 6. The Tosefta says like this. Let's say you have Siya Shel Bnei Adam, a group of people, Sha'amru Lahem Nachrim Tnu Lanu Echad Mechem V'Nargenu. Let's give us one person and we'll kill him. Vim lav hare anu hargim es kulon. If not, we're going to kill everybody. Says it Tosefta yehargu kulon v'al yimsu lam nefesh achas miyisrael. Yeah, everyone has to let themselves be killed and not to give over one person. Okay, they're coming to the city. There's 1,000 people in the city. Everybody's going to be killed. This happened. A similar shiloh. We'll see exactly why it's not exactly this question, but during the Holocaust, the Kovna ghetto, the Nazis wanted the Yidden to participate in a selectia, and a selection. That means that, let's say 7 in the morning, everybody has to come out of their houses into the center of the city, and then they're going to select a certain amount of people to be sent to Auschwitz. So they had a shiloh if they should participate. Now, who's in charge? Obviously, they're not Bnei Torah. The people in charge were the Judenrat, whatever they called, and they were not Bnei Torah. But it was such a big shiloh, they didn't know what to do, because the Nazis said that if they don't participate, they're just going to kill everybody. So they had such a big shiloh, they didn't know what to do. So they decided, okay, we'll go to the Kovna Rav. They went to the Dvar of Rum, who's the Rav of Kovna. And they asked him, what should we do? Should we participate in this or not? So the Kovna Rav stayed up the entire night going through the sugyas. And Lamaisa, in the morning, he came out that they should go. And they taka went. It's unbelievable. The Kovna ghetto had over 300,000 Yidden. It's unbelievable how big it was. But anyways, so Lachara, this is the first case. The first case of the Brisa, of the Tosefta, says they come and ask for one person, they don't name who it is. Everyone has to die. Aval, says the Tosefta, im yichdu lahem, but if they designate who they want, kigon sheyichdu l'Shimon ben Bichri, like when the same thing that happened by Shimon ben Bichri, they asked for the guy by his name. So then you have to give it to him. Fa'al yehargu, says the Brisa, Amar Yudim Mevdvar Mamurim Bizman, Shehu Bifnim Vehem Vechot, Tav Bizman, Shehu Bifnim Vehem Bifnim, Ha'ovahu Nerog Vehem Nerog, Yitinu Lahen. In the Brisa, it's not clear how to read it, so I put it at the bottom. The Chazanish explains it very clear. Says the Chazanish, Vekoy Ayichtu, it's going on the case where they designate the person. The only time that you give him over is if the person was not able to save himself. That means, really, if they ask for a person, you have to give over the person. But there's a catch. If that person is able to run away and save his own life, you have no right to give him over. If everybody's lives were in danger, everyone's going to be killed. So then we give over one person. They're asking for him anyways. Maybe the svar of my chazis doesn't go over because they're really coming after him. Maybe he has a din of a roidiv himself because he's putting everyone's lives in danger. But when that person has an opportunity to save himself, so then we don't kill him. So now, we're clearing a shiloh. Does it matter how many people are going to be saved or not? When it comes to my chazas and the svar of my chazas, does it matter let's say there's 10 people versus one person. Is there a svar of my chazas that says that, yeah, 10 people are worth more than one person? So it could have been that a person would have read this Tosefta and says, of course, you see from the Tosefta that there's no Maichazis when it comes to numbers. Because what's the Shaila here? Either 1,000 people are going to die or one person is going to die. And the Tosefta says, if they don't name who the person is, so you can't give him up. So it's obvious that Maichazis means that there's no difference between 1,000 people and one person. Right? But L'chor and Cheshvin, there's a big mistake with this Svara. There's a mistake. Really, it could have been that 1,000 people are for sure worth more than one person. Why not? It's 1,000 people versus one person. But even though that's true, but you still can't give over one person because you're going to have to decide who that one person is. If you have to decide who that person is, so then you have a maichazus. How did you make that selection? You can't make the selection. You have to go with Shev Al Tasa, and therefore everyone has to die. If what?
If he could escape, he still could want to say my father. Obviously, you don't say my father because you don't give away if he could escape. They need one person.
Yeah, because the my chazis over there.
There's 1,000 people, one person.
You're saying if you'd say my chazis, you'd be able to say that person, you should be mechuyev to give over that person.
Right.
I hear. I'm not sure. In that case, it could be that maybe the reason why you don't give him over is because that there's a din of my chazas. Okay. So now let's talk about our case. You have a guy who's standing together with the Rotzeach. Let's first make a simple case. The terrorist has a human shield with him. So now you could have said that since he already selected this guy is with him. So now you have to kill the terrorist. You have to kill this guy. This person was already selected. So it should mamash be the din of Yichtoy. It should be Mamash. He was selected. We're not making the selection. So you should be able to kill the guy in order to save everybody else. He's saving 1,000 people, and you kill the Ritzeach, and you're gonna kill this guy along with him. So listen to the Shiloh of the Chazanish. The Chazanish has the following Shiloh. Right, so you obviously have to make the nafkamina if the guy could escape or not, because if the guy would be able to escape, it would be aser, and if not, then it would be mutter. There's another step to the problem. With the case of Shimi ben Bichri, let's compare it to that case. By Shimi ben Bichri, what happened? The entire city was in danger, and they gave over one person. He was Yichtai. We gave him over Lahariga. Not only did we give him Lahariga, don't tell me that there's a nafkamina if you do it be a dayim, that you go and kill the guy, or if you just give it to them and they'll kill him, because by Shimi ben Bichri they actually killed him. So it could be a raya from Shimi ben Bichri that to save 1,000 people, that you're able to kill one person. The Chazon Ish clears the following question, the following shaila. Let's say, this is mamash, a hypothetical case. There's an arrow that's flying. The Hamas guy already sent the arrow. The arrow is going to go and it's going to kill 1,000 people. If it continues in its path, it's going to kill 1,000 people. You have a way to redirect the arrow and kill one person. Moral dilemma. What should you do? You can kill one person with your Misa, turning the arrow, and will kill one person, but you'll save 1,000 people. Or should you let it go and let 1,000 people die?
The one is one of the 1,000?
Should you kill one person?
One of the 1,000.
No, separate. Two sides of the road. So the one person, one of the 1,000, he's already going to die anyway. It's not a shiloh, of course. L'chayra. I mean, you're not doing anything. You're just saving people. If what? You're pushing him. You're just redirecting this. You're redirecting the arrow. That's the shiloh. So what are the two tzadim? So it says... Says the Chazon Ish, "V'yesh lain be'echad roya chetz ha'ilch la'harig anashim rabim, v'yachal atayse l'tzad acher v'yarig rak echad shebetzad acher," and the other people will be saved. So he says, "Lamaisa, we know what's the halacha in the case of the Tosefta. The Tosefta in Truma says that that you can't give over one person to save 1,000 people. You can't make that decision. So if you can't give over one person to save 1,000 people, how could you switch the arrow that it should kill one person? What gave you the right to do that, to save 1,000 people? It's mamash exactly the case of the Tosefta. But says the Chazon Ish, maybe it's different. Because over there, when you're saving the other people, and you're killing that one person, those are really two separate things. It's two separate pa'ulas. They're asking for one person. You're giving them one person. And it's sort of like a diplomatic save. The other people are mamela, not going to be killed, because you gave them this one person. But over here, it might be better, says the Chazon Ish. Because when you're turning the arrow to go to the other person, that maisa itself is the maisa hatzalah. That is what's saving them, because this arrow was about to go to them. You redirected it, and now it's not going to kill them, and it's going to kill the other person. That itself is a Maisa Tzala. Says the Chazon Ish, maybe that should be mutter. But says the Chazon Ish, but on the other side, you could hear it said that it's worse. Because When it comes to the guy with the chetz, with the arrow, over here you're doing a maisa hariga b'yadayim. In the case of the Tosefta, you're only giving him over to someone else to be killed. So to do a maisa b'yadayim, to kill one person, to save 1,000 people, then that would be aser, says the Chazon Ish. So l'maisa, he ends off saying that it's tzarchian. L'maisa tzarchian, mute tzarchian. So halacha l'maisa, if you ever find yourself with the arrow shaila, you should know that it's a tzarchin. The Chazon Ish b'stama paiskim will say that you should be machmer sheval tasa and not to redirect the arrow. But what do we do in our case? How can we compare this to our case where you have one yid on one side, and by killing him, you're going to kill all the other people? Yeah, by killing him, you're going to save all the other people. So is that mutter? So you could say it's pasha that you can't do that because you're doing a maisa hariga b'yadayim. So to kill b'yadayim is aser. That you can never do. So what happened to Sheva ben Bichri? How come by Sheva ben Bichri you're allowed to kill him? They killed him. Yeah, so that's what we say. He was murdered by Malchus. He had his own din that he was going to get killed anyways. Okay, now punkt, it happens to be that even to be meiser, even to give over one person, so let's say back into the case of the Dvar Avram. So Vivir, they were participating in the selection. So it could be, you could have said a sparrow that you're not doing a meiser be a dayim, like the problem of the Chazanish, and lemaisa you're saving more people. More people will be in danger if they don't do the selection, and you're not doing a meiser be a dayim. So then maybe it would be daima to the case of the Tosefta. Lemaisa the Tosefta says that it's usur. So that was part of the din. Mestama, they wasn't clear what the if they would be killed or not. I'm sure there's other pratim that we're not aware of. But this Tosefta seems to come out that if there was yichud, that means that they designated the person, that person is going to be killed. So then you would be allowed to do mesira. You wouldn't be able to kill him. So let's say you have a terrorist on a plane. Everybody's going to be killed, and the terrorist takes with him a human shield. And the only way to kill the terrorist, the hijacker, is to kill the Jew also together with him. So is that mutter to do? So according to this, it's asur because you're doing a maisa be a daim of a hariga. And even to do a mesira, to give him over, so according to the Tosefta, it would seem that if it was yichdoi, that means if they designated that person, say, let us take this person, or give us this person, or else we're going to kill everybody, so then it would be mutter. But it happens to be that it's a machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish, and Yerushalmi. And the Rambam goes l'chumra, like Rish Lakish, that it's usher unless the person was chayiv misa k'sheva ben bichri. The only time it's mutter to give it over. So it seems that it would come out that it would mamash be usher even if yichta, even if they ask for a person by his name, if that person was not chayiv misa, the person did not do an aver that's chayiv misa, so then you'd not be allowed to give him. Everybody has to die, even though they're asking for a person. Okay. So now, if you have what?
Even if he can't escape,
Kol Shekin. If he could escape, it's for sure usher to give him over. And even if he can't escape, and everybody's life's in danger, so you could the only heter to give him over would be to would only be if he was chayv misa k'shevim bichri. Yeah, but you can't. What do you mean? Is it my chazas?
You're gonna kill anyone.
Everybody's gonna be killed. The mesira is you're being mesayeya in the ritzicha.
No, my chazas. Only Isser does my chazas.
I hear. I'm not sure. He's asking, why in the case of the Yerushalmi, why is it usher to give him over? If it was yichta, it seems that yichta takes care of the maichazes. It's a good shalom. Okay, what's the halacha with the last shiloh? The last shiloh is that the terrorists are using a human shield, but it's a goy. So is there a difference between a yid and a goy when it comes to this halacha? Okay, so this is probably the most daima to what was going on recently, where you have a terrorist, and he's protecting himself with other goyim, and you have to kill the terrorist, because he's killing thousands of people, but at the same time you're killing somebody that's innocent. L'haniach, there's such a thing as an innocent Arab. Okay, let's make that hanach. So, are you allowed to kill the other person? So l'chayr should be tali. Are you allowed to kill? Is there an iser tzich on a goy? So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch says it's usher to kill a goy. So it was usher to kill a goy. L'chayr should come out. Mamash no heter to kill a terrorist, even though it's going to kill, prevent thousands of people from dying because of the smart.
Which law is it?
Which lava is it?
Like, what's the is it?
The lava, isn't it? What's is it? Is there a bomb? Is there a acid?
You're saying, is it? Why? Dama Benafra. Let's say it's the Raisa.
What's the shame? What's the Azar?
Tzavar Chaim. Yeah.
Isn't there a collective responsibility of the Goyim for allowing the terrorists to be there?
Oh, so you bring it in from the from Dina. So we brought in the Rambam. So the Rambam says, that's a very good svara. The Rambam says that why were the Bnei Shechem Chayiv Misa? They're all killed out. So says the Rambam, it's on page 10 at the top. He says, "Mipnei zeh nischayvu kol bale Shechem hariga shrei Shechem gazal." So they did not set up courts, which is one of the Shiva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and they set up courts. They did not set up courts, and that made them Chayiv Misa. So maybe you could say that all the people who didn't set up a proper court will be Chayiv Misa for that. I mean, it's hard to say that the people will be Chayiv Misa. Well, they're honest. They don't have an ability. Even though maybe you could say that they elected the Hamas, but even without that, there might be other svaras to say. You could have said a svar like this, that from what everyone says, the Israelis give them messages to say that they have to, they should leave, they shouldn't surround them, they shouldn't be in close proximity to terrorists. So if they go next to a terrorist, so then they have a geder of a ma'abed atzma ladas. We said, according to Tosfos, that a ma'abed atzma ladas, you have a mitzvah to kill him, to save him from the avera of ma'abed atzma ladas, which a guy would have the isra of ma'abed atzma ladas. And if, so then you'd be allowed to kill him because he's a ma'abed atzma ladas. But the problem with that is obvious, because he's only a ma'abed atzma ladas because you're killing him. But anyways, you could say better svaro. All these marmakomis that we brought that talked about my chazas, if you look carefully, I'm not sure, I didn't see anywhere that says beferish, but it seems that there's very stark a diyukim in what is the nature of my chazas. How does it work? What does this mean? We don't know whose life is better. Is this any life? Are we talking about any life? So if you look in Rashi Pesachim, you'll see that Rashi says, so he says, Rashi threw in the word nafshay yisrael. And also on the next page, the Rambam says, "Varigas nefesh miyisrael, when rapois nefesh acheres, I lahatzel adam miyad onas." The Rambam is very clear that the svara of my chazas is a svara that says that nefesh miyisrael is not nidcha. So if you say that there's no, if we say that there's no my chazas, so then if you take care of my chazas, so then it might be mutter to do, but there's still a problem of doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim l'chara. My chazas is only going to help you when you're not doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim.
Well, he's stopping you from getting rid of it.
I'm dropping a bomb. You can leave.
Yeah, but you're doing a ma'aseh ritzicha. Mm-hmm. Who says that you're allowed to do a ma'aseh ritzicha?
You're running in front of the ball. Why can't you kill the ritzicha?
Would the svar work? I don't understand. Does the svar work if it would be a Jew there? If you take care of my chazas. So you could do a maychazas for the guy also. If there's no maychazas, so then you could do a maysa ritzicha. Why not? If you're allowed to kill the ritzach, so you're allowed to kill the other person also. I'm asking.
So why not 100,000?
If it's a human shield scenario, and there's no, if it's true that there's no maychazas, it just seems to be a deal that there's no maychazas, so then lacharu it should work. But there's even a better there's better reasons why it's mutter. There's the Maral that talks about the Shas Mochama. Where is this Maral? It's on page 13. The Nero Deloy Kasha Midi Mishum Deloy Damishne Umois Kigan Bene Israel Knanim Shimshne Umois. The Torah permitted wars. Even though normally you have to first call out for peace. I think Israel is mistama yet to that, maybe. Even though it was only one person, we're talking about Shechem, we're talking about next week's parasha. Kivan the Mechlala Amhu, Kivan Shapartzulam Tchila, Mutar Mlikak Nekmasa Mehem, then it would be Mutter, and in that case it would be Mutter to kill everybody. Even though there's a lot of people involved that did not really do anything wrong, but still they're part of that ummah, and there's a heter there's a heter b'shas mochama in time of war, and it's even more clear in Taisus on Avodah Zarah, the very last page, the top Taisus says, the Gemara says, v'lo maridin. You're not allowed to kill a guy. That's the halach. You're not allowed to kill a guy. Aloy Maridin. Says Tosfos, what are you talking about? Vaham Ridim Mesechus Seifrim, Kasher Shebeknanim Haroig. So says Tosfos, Yeshlemer, the Rishalmer, the Kedushim, Mefarish, the Hainu, Beshas Mochama. That difference is if it's Shas Mochama. So, Lechara, if you're dealing with a scenario where it's a Shas Mochama, it's a war. And in a war, so then the country that is being attacked for sure. He says that it doesn't even have to be that there's attack. Even Laharchev Gvul would be mutter. But for sure, if a country is being attacked and the country is saving itself, and the only way to save it is by killing innocent civilians, that's the way it's done, that's the darkest shalom, then it would be permitted. L'chaira, and that, under those conditions, it would then be permitted to kill and to neutralize the threat. So in our scenario, I think we answered all our shilas. We had the shila of if you're allowed to kill the Reitzach. We said you're allowed to kill the Reitzach to prevent himself from doing the Avera. And we said the next shila, you're allowed to kill the Reitzach if you're also be mazik someone else's money. So he says there's a nafkamina if you're the nirdaf, if your life is in danger, so then you don't have a heter not to pay for the hezek. So you'll have to pay for the hezek, but if you're not the nirdaf, you're just a third party, and it's only al yedei hezek, then it'll be mutter. And then we said in the third shiloh, what about to kill another yid who is a human shield, her will be aser, because ultimately we're going to say a maichazis with a maisa biyadayim is going to be aser, like the Chazon Ish says. And in case number four, where you had a human shield that was a goy, and it was all particularly if it was the civilians of the country that is fighting against another country, so then it should be mutter because of the heter of Shas Mochama. And it could be, if the diukim are correct, that we're medayik from Rashi and the Rambam, that you don't say maichazis by a goy, so then it will also be mutter because of the maichazis over there. Now, in this week's parsha, It says in the Haftarah that it says in Neshalma Parm Swasenu. So Chazal tell us that this refers to also a person, besides for that the vidui is in place of a karban, but the Chazal tell us there's also a person who reads the parsha of karbanos and learns the parsha of karbanos. So it's as if he brought a karban. So I was thinking that. Over here, in modern times, we don't have karbanos, but we have a different type of karban, Rahman al-Tzlan. We have karbanos of people that get killed, so hopefully, when we learn the sugyas, hopefully it'll be mekayim v'neshalma parm sosenu, so we shouldn't have to have any more karbanos of this nature, and we should only have times of peace with the coming of Mashiach, meher v'meinu. Really?